Hello. Hello, Virgo. This is Adrienne Obi, Capricorn Tigress of AstrologyALookInside.com. I'm coming to you with the horoscope reading for the month of November 2019. Happy November, Virgo. So this month is going to be very interesting. You know, it's, let me go ahead and take a look at this. You know what, you guys, you wouldn't believe it, but I picked up an old Virgo. Sorry, you guys. Give me a second. Let me do what I've got to do for here for a second, and I'll be right back. Hello, Virgo. So let's go over where all the planets are affecting you during the month of November. There's going to be quite a bit of emphasis in your third house of communication. And the thing about the third house is that it is the house of communication, which means it's ruled by Mercury. And Mercury is your ruling planet. Mercury rules both Gemini, which is the natural ruler of the third house, and it also rules Virgo. And so when Mercury is in this third house, you guys are getting a double dose of information this month. I mean, you guys are going to be, you're either going to be privy to a lot of information, you're going to be giving a lot of information, you're going to be hearing a lot of information, you're going to be talking about a lot of information. It's a lot of communication. That's what the entire month is going to be about. This entire period right now for you guys, Virgo, is about communication. And the new moon, as of today, October 27th, fell into your third house in the sign of Scorpio. And so that's where all this emphasis is really perking up at, in the sign of Scorpio in your third house. Now, on the 20th of November, Mercury is going to go direct in that third house, because Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio right now. And I almost hate to say that to you guys, but let me tell you what that means. Because Mercury is your ruling planet. Mercury is your ruling planet. So Mercury is in its own home, the third house, even though it's in Scorpio. For you, it's the third house. So Mercury is in its own home, being very mercurial, and it's also your ruling planet. And this Gemini makes a natural square to Virgo, but you know, it's Scorpio sextiles Virgo. This is actually going to be a very good thing. I think the new moon will make the next couple of weeks for Virgos. I think you'll think it's, you know, pretty fast paced. You're going to be talking a lot. I think you're going to have a lot of new projects, depending on how you're talking, what you're speaking. You might even have a lot of speaking projects if you're a speaker. I just see a sense of communication and things that are happening locally in your local community. It's all centered around your local community. I would think, though, after the 18th, when Mars gets into the third house, I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't tell Virgos to be cautious in all their outside transportation things. That's like walking to and from the bus stop, taking buses, riding your bicycle, driving, all of that, because that's where this happens. You know, it would be the third house, and all of the emphasis, most of it anyway, is going to be in the third house. I mean, the sun is there. Mercury is there. We got this new moon here on the 18th. Mars is there. And when Mars goes there, then I doubly want you to be cautious when it comes to travel and, you know, short distance travel. I mean, you know, like I said, just going to the store. And, you know, I don't even like to say these kind of things, but you guys are Virgo, so you probably even have read the statistics already. Most accidents happen within a few miles of the home, if not in the home itself. So That's what I'm talking about, that kind of thing, okay? So just be cautious of it. It's, you know, sometimes we go in a blur. And I think when Mercury is at home in the third house, well, Mercury is the god of speed, right? He flies. He gets messages to one place to another faster than anything or anyone else. He was a god, Mercury. The wing messenger. Isn't that what they called him? The wing messenger. Sorry, I did something to my computer. The wing messenger. And I'm so sorry, you guys, if I'm acting weird. I got a pneumonia shot the other day, and my left arm feels like it's numb. No one wants that. You're like, am I having a heart attack, or is this a reaction to the pneumonia shot? So anyway, if I'm acting weird, that's what's happening right here. Anyway, you guys, you've got this third house thing going, okay? So there's going to be a lot of emphasis there. I would say after the 18th, I would say to be cautious. Cautious is a great word. To be cautious about your communication up until and not a day before the 20th when Mercury goes direct in Scorpio. Because until Mercury goes direct, well, all communication is garbly goop anyway. I mean, you might have some brilliant ideas. I would say, okay, I take this back. If you got projects that have been sitting on the back burner and they haven't been getting your attention, or you got unfinished projects that you need to do, or anything that requires that you spend time taking care of, you know, something important like that, then go ahead and do that. I swear, you guys, something happened to me. So, just need to get some water, you guys. Sorry. So the third house is communication. I think with so much in that area, it could indicate communicating with family, like extended family. I could see a lot of that, like aunts, uncles, nieces, cousins, nephews, that type of thing. Also neighbors, people in your neighborhood. It is around the voting season, so I can see some people getting involved in that. Short distance travel, like I said, that just really plays for me. For you guys. Let me say this, up until the 18th, that Mars is in your second house of money. Some Virgos are really getting in the money right now. I mean, they really are. You might find money's coming in from places you'd never expected. And it might floor you like, wait, where did I get that money from, right? But take advantage of that. It's Mars in the second house is no joke. I mean, you guys have got like another 20 days of that. So, you know, lap it up. That's yours. You know, it's also when it's in Libra, I think it's very diplomatic. So if it's a situation where people owe you money and they haven't been very diplomatic in paying you back that money, you might find that this is a time they start to pay you back the money. Also, I think if you take on jobs that would have, you know, people give you the money, well, hopefully you'll be able to get the money quickly. And the reason why I say that is because the sign of Chiron is going retrograde in the eighth house up in Aries. And Chiron is the wounded healer. It's wounded. I mean, it's healing, but now it's retrograde. It ain't doing nothing. It's causing trouble. It's not really doing anything for a little while. I mean, it's there, making you see the wound. So just be careful when you're dealing with money during this time. I mean, between Mars and your second house, which is anything, is I hear like fire. Like, you know, something like that. You want to be cautious with your money. And then with Chiron in the eighth, that's other people, you know, that's sadness, that's tears, maybe not being able to get the money. It could be tears. Your partner might be having problems with some. You may have a partner who's experiencing some problems with money. Not so much you, more so your partner. Be aware of that. Also, there's Neptune is retrograding in the seventh house. It's going to go direct. Where did I say that is? On the 27th. On the 27th of November. So that'll be good because, you know, Neptune direct, I mean, it's still diluting. It's still there. It's still Neptune. So it's just making it go back over and hash over questions, or maybe putting doubts and questions into partnerships and relationships and marriages where it really shouldn't be. And so I think when it goes direct, I think things are going to be a little bit clearer. And, you know, hopefully if you've been having trouble in your significant partnerships or relationship, you'll be able to heal that, or at least talk it out so it all makes some sense. Now, one of the other things is that Uranus is retrograde in Taurus. And I almost forgot to put this down. How can I forget the full moon? You know, the full moon's going to be in Taurus on the November the 12th. And that is your God house, Virgo. You guys are going to have, I think, like a life epiphany. A change maybe in your philosophy. I just feel like when a new moon is there in that ninth house, you just, I don't know, it just almost seems like it's searching for the truth, the answer. It's the God principle. It is the philosophy. It's the way you see life, the way you feel about life. It could be legal things. It could be religious things. It could be political things. Could be, like I say, religious or legal. I see law, perhaps. But with it going retrograde, I just don't like any major decisions being made during that time. Not during a retrograde, you know, you want to wait till after that's over. And the retrograde is over in the beginning, I think the 10th of January, around then. But I think it's a good time, maybe when the full moon is there illuminating it, I think it's a good time to take a look at your philosophy, the way you look at life. And, you know, it may be certain things you're looking at like that, okay? The North Node in the 11th house, I think a lot of Virgos are making some really good friends. I mean, as far as connections, like I'm talking about connections. You guys are making connections like they talk about in the movies, you know. You guys are able to make connections. The North Node is in the 11th house and it's in Cancer. And I think the connections you're making are emotional. I think people can feel you on a deeply emotional level. I think people really like you and they like the feeling of being cared about and nurtured, and they sense a certain purity in you. And so they're attracted to that, Virgo. That's what draws people to you. And Virgos are known for purity. And so you guys just naturally exude that. It comes through just as part of your aura. So I think you guys are going to pick up a lot of friends when the North Node is sitting in the 11th house. It's also a good time for your hopes and dreams and wishes to come true and to actively pursue them. If you have a hope or a dream or a wish, go for it now. And I mean, why not? I believe that, especially since, you know, once it goes out of the 11th house, this North Node is going to be going into your 10th house of career. So it's, you know, if you're working on, if it seems like your career is growing, it's because it is. Okay. All right. Yeah. Especially since I think next month, the full moon is going to be in Gemini. You guys get ready. It's about to be on and popping, because Jupiter is going to be moving into Capricorn in December, and that's going to be in your fifth house of luck, you know, or fun. So between the luck and the fun, I think you guys have a really cool time coming up. Now, the one thing, like I said, watch the communication and local travel. Also, there's going to be a little bit of emphasis there in your fourth house. I think your family life is going to be so cool. You know, it's funny because there is going to be a new moon in Sagittarius on the 26th of November. So that's going to happen. But, you know, Venus is going to go into Sagittarius. And so Venus is a really good sign wherever it goes, just so that you know. It's like the most beneficial sign of all to have go anywhere. But it's going into the fourth house, which is your home. So something really good is happening with your home life, you know, something really amazing. And so on the 24th in particular, and I'm going to see what day that is. I don't know if that's that Thanksgiving. Anyway, I just know the 24th. Now, I heard Thanksgiving is late. I hope it's not. Well, just know the 24th, okay? The 24th of November is Sunday. It's a Sunday. But it's a very beautiful day. The Venus is conjunct Jupiter, and that's down in your fourth house. And I just think something beautiful. Maybe you'll have a party that Sunday or that Saturday, and it goes into Sunday. Also, the new moon is going to be on the 26th. I think I said that. And the sun moves into Sagittarius on the 22nd. Now, Sagittarius is square, Virgo. Be aware of that. But that Venus and Jupiter conjunct is beautiful in that Sagittarius. So even though it's square, it's still so beneficial. I think that it's going to just put, hopefully, a real good warm glow around your family, and that should be really nice for the holidays. Now, Saturn and Pluto are still in your fifth house along with the South Node, but the beautiful thing is on the 25th of November, that Venus, it is sure trucking through fast, isn't it? That Venus is going to go into Capricorn, and so that's going to be in that solar fifth house, and when that Venus goes into the fifth house, oh, wow. Love, love, love. It's going to be a beautiful time for love. Beautiful. And I think a lot of Virgos are going to be able to truly get their hopes, dreams, and wishes met. I truly believe that because the fifth house is taking chances. And why not take a chance? I see some Virgos taking a chance and getting what they want. Especially when Venus is there. Now, I would tell people, I would be remiss if I didn't say, I mean, with Pluto change, you know, and transformation and growth, and Saturn, which is responsibility, and now Venus, which is love. You know, this, some people could be getting pregnant. I'm just saying. I told another sign that. Oh, I forget what a sign it is, but I hope y'all ain't married because the two of y'all are being. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's a beautiful thing to have Venus in the fifth house. Believe me. Look it up if you don't believe me. Venus in the fifth house is a beautiful thing. Okay. So enjoy every moment of it. I mean that. It should be beautiful. So you guys, this has been my reading for Virgo for the month of November, at least early November. I will try to come back around the 15th to the 20th, somewhere in there. And do an update for, you know, between then and December. And well, if you haven't already done so, please like the video and share. Feel free to share these videos. And please subscribe to our channel. And be sure to hit that little bell because it'll help you to, well, you'll get notified whenever I make new videos, okay? And you know, I appreciate every like and every subscribe. It really does make a huge difference. So I appreciate all the help I can get. So thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your love. Okay, you guys. Oh, and if you want to know anything else about us, like our website, which is astrologyelegantide.com, or any of our social media, and there is lots of places where you can find me now, you can find that below, okay? Much love and light to you all. Blessings.
Thank you.